Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I am Pastor Emeritus Assembly of God, and we're going to spend the next half hour with you here on WMIE 91.5 FM, where right now we are talking about the becoming better people of prayer. And so we're going to be back in Philippians chapter 4 today. I would like to take just a moment and say thank you to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. They're based in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout Brevard County for right around 50 years. They have been providing professional sales services and repairs in making sure that your electricity is working properly, your air conditioning system is working properly, and your heating system. That this last winter, there was a lot of demand for working heating systems, and Weirich Air helped keep a lot of people warm and toasty during the winter season. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial work as well. For their customers, they provide emergency service when necessary, and you know, in the summertime, if your AC goes out on some of those hot and humid days, that that can get uncomfortable very, very quickly. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC13004439. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida. It's not in Brevard County, but it's in Central Florida. And he brings the values of the word into his business practices. It's not just something he preaches. It's something that he lives. He's a blessing. He's a friend. And I'm very, very thankful for them utilizing their gifts and skill sets right here in beautiful Brevard County. Also 321-632-1000. If you would like to partner with WMIE for the next 6 months and making sure that all of the different programs on WMIE continue to get to air because the equipment works and things like that. And, we've got a system at church, and when we first got it, I had to learn how to use it, but there's a lady in the church. She had an educational background with technology, and she has taken that software and developed it to such an extent that I know how to open the program. That's as far as I get. I mean, I can maybe find some things that she's put in there, but in order for me to input anything essential in there, it would be a real, real laborious task. And so I appreciate the skill set that she has and the technology and, you know, the expertise and things like that. And so I'm thankful she gets to use her gifts. Well, the same way goes here at the Refresh Radio program. WMIE makes it possible for us. I know how to come in here and talk into this microphone with all of the hardware and the computers and transmitters and all of that. I don't worry about all of that stuff because they have it under control. And that requires expertise. It requires skill. And sometimes it requires money. So if you would like to partner for the next 6 months, you can call them 321-632-1000. This is week number two of their spring offering. We want to help them reach their $40,000 goal as quickly as possible. So Philippians chapter 4, we read verse 4 yesterday. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, As we look at this topic of prayer, I want you to know that the more time that we spend talking with God, the more time that we spend in His presence, the more like Him we are supposed to become. I've told you that there's a song out there I really don't like. It's not because I don't like the lady's voice, because she's got a tremendous voice. It's not because I don't like the melody or the music, because it does. It's the fact that there's some theology in that song that, while it makes for a very quotable line, it's not good theology. And it's a song that says, I was made in the image of a perfect king. When he looks at me, he wouldn't change a thing. And the truth of the matter is, God never changes, but we do. We are supposed to. We are being refined. We are constantly being formed and molded and shaped and conformed into his image. We are being transformed. So, yes, he loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. So the more time we spend with him, the more like him we are supposed to become. So I do not study the word so I can try and change others. I study the word so that God can change me. The more like Jesus we become, the more effective our message of light in a dark world is going to be perceived. There's going to be a noticeable difference in us, because people will look at us the way that, expecting us to be like we used to be, only to find us that we don't have the anger problem, we don't have the pride problem, we don't have the bitterness problem, we don't have the unforgiveness problem. Instead of being brutes, we now have the opportunity to operate with the strength of gentleness and meekness and self-control, all because we spend time with God. So when we are praying, it is us sitting at his feet, hearing from him how he would like to transform us and mold us. I shared this one time, and it's something that if you're reading the Old Testament, you might just go through it and pass over it and not really pay attention to it. But when Solomon was building his temple, which was a very elaborate, very expensive temple, it was absolutely glorious. The Shekinah glory of God appeared there. But during its construction, everything was formed and fashioned on a different location. It was then transported, so there was not the sound of a hammer or a chisel that was to be heard on the temple construction site. When you put that into perspective and you realize that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, you realize that what is taking place in this world is he is forming us and fashioning us to be the pillars in the temple of God that he wants us to be. All of us have our different skills, our different shapes, our different purposes. But all of us are crafted by a master craftsman, and his name is God. He's forming us with precision to be with him forever in heaven. So there are many people who live their life here as if nothing they do matters. That, oh, well, all of my imperfections are going to be done away with, and that is true, but it misses out on the divine interaction that we have, where God compassionately forms us and refines us so that we are offering God our very best, and He is showcasing His craftsmanship in our life. It is not just with our emotions such as joy, but it also shows up in our gentleness and how we deal with people. I would not be a very good God. I'm just telling you, apart from God, my reactions are very, very different than they are now because I spend time with God. So there are situations that if I was the one in charge, my actions would be very decisive. They would be very, very effective. They would be very, very quick. But God doesn't do things like that. He operates with gentleness. Did you know that it takes more strength to be gentle than it does to use brute force? It takes more restraint. And a lot of people don't, you know, believe that. So I saw this one person, and they were asked this question, you know, how much is the most weight that you could lift? And they had some impressive number. I don't remember what it was, but it was way more than I could lift. And they said, well, I'm going to give you this 1 pound weight. How many curls do you suppose that you could do with this 1 pound weight? And they're not just going up to this average Joe. They're going up to this person who is relatively fit, and they predicted some, you know, very high number, because they thought it's only a pound. Anybody can do a pound. You can do a pound all day. Only guess what? They found out that to just do a curl with that 1 pound weight, it brought them to the place of fatigue and exhaustion, to point where they did not reach the number that they thought they were going to accomplish with ease. You know, I'm sitting here in the radio studio, and I've got my arms resting on this desk that's right here in front of me. I've got my Bible laid out. I've got my notes laid out. I've got my notebook over here. I've got all of this. It's just resting on the table. It is requiring no physical exertion on my part at all. But if I had to keep my hands, if the assignment was to cause my hand to hover just off of the table, or maybe just barely make contact with it, just, you know, you're touching, but you're really not resting, you would find that it requires a great deal more strength to do that than it does just to plop your hand down on your arm and say, there. Too many times, and I will say this, you know, it's true for men, it's true for ladies as well. And that is, we approach people with brute force, and God wants us to approach them with gentleness. So let me take you back to just a couple of books, to Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. It says, Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one, listen to this, in the spirit of gentleness. So the fruit of the Spirit that we manifest comes from having fellowship with God, the Holy Spirit. And the more time we spend with Him, the more fruit, the more spiritual fruit of gentleness that we are going to manifest. It's just going to be evident. And it says here, let your gentleness be known to all men. So we live a life of restraint. We live a life where we don't just let our mouth blurt out everything. Just because something crosses my mind doesn't mean it is supposed to cross my tongue. We are supposed to take every thought and bring it into subjection to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If it's not a word that is from Him, if it is not a word that is going to be used for His glory and for His purpose, then it's not supposed to be spoken. We are supposed to speak the things we hear the Father speaking, do the things we see the Father doing for the reason that the Father is doing them. And so part of that gentleness is to have a very fruitful ministry in people who are bound in sin, whether they are believers who have fallen into a trap of sin, or whether they are people who have never heard about God in their life, and they're still out there. We are so excited. If you come to Merit Assembly of God, you will not be impressed with the numbers. I mean, we are not one of the mega churches in town. Okay? But one of the things that we do is we constantly try to reach people that need to know about God. Jesus died on the cross to save them. He rose from the dead so that their names could be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so we minister to those people because I was once one of those people. So the more time that we spend with God, the more gentle we are going to be. It's going to change our demeanor. So the ministry is filled with a lot of wonderful things to do, but it is also filled with a lot of unpleasant things. So having to deal with people who are not living the way that they are supposed to be living. They've got a stronghold in their life, and you have to address that. Those are not fun. And so before I ever have a conversation of that nature with another person, I make sure I have prolonged conversations with God to make sure that the flesh nature of Bob, the carnal nature of Bob, is laid aside so the spirit of gentleness can reside in me so that I can deal with that person and speak the truth in love. And that takes work. That takes work. So let me ask you a question. If you were going in to have surgery and you've got a surgical team, they are good at what they do. They know what needs to be done. They have experience at it. How many of you would just want the surgeon rushing in from his car, going straight to the operating room and just, you know, getting right after it? No, I don't want that. I want him to make sure that he's been to the prep room to where he's scrubbed up. He's gone through all of the mental preparations. The tools are in place. The team is in place. And you know, I tell people this, look, if you're ever in a courtroom setting, you need to be praying for everybody involved. You need to be praying that the judge has a good night of sleep. You need to be praying for the jurors and the attorneys, and you need to be praying that God is at work in all of those situations in details, because if not, that situation can turn ugly quick. I don't want somebody that's in there that's having a bad day. And so if we're going to deal with people, and people are the reason why the church exists here on earth, you say, well, I thought it was for God. Well, yes, it is for God. It's the house of God. It's supposed to be a house of prayer where the people of God talk to God. But the reason we're still here is to reach people. If it wasn't that, then as soon as we were saved, we would be taken right into the presence of Jesus, because you know, that's what we're going to be doing forever. But the reality is, we're called to reach people so that they can have that same heaven to look forward to. So praying prepares us so that when we are interacting with people, we don't just do it from our personality strengths. We don't do it from our emotions, whether they're high or low that day. We deal with it with a spirit of gentleness, and the reason is because the Lord is at hand. When you're spending time with him, you know that he is right there. There's a number of Christian songs that are out there, and the way that they talk, it's like they're trying to convince themselves that God will not fail. Let me save you a lot of theological uncertainty. God is omnipresent. He's right there with you. God is faithful. God never changes. His presence and his glory cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. God is there. He is, the Lord is present. He is there. He is there to heal. He is there to move in power. He is at hand. He is right there. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So don't even spend any time wondering, wasting your mental energy. I wonder if God's going to show up. He's going to show up. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And with that being said, the reason that we can pray so that God works in us is because we know that the Lord is at hand. So whenever a journeyman is training an apprentice, that journeyman supervises everything that the apprentice does. Jesus came, and his ministry was not just to say and to teach and to do. His purpose was to raise up the disciples to carry on the ministry after him, after his resurrection, after his ascension to the throne. The church was there. But he said this, I will not leave you as orphans. I will send you another helper, another comforter, another legal advocate who will be with you. Jesus said, I am always with you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord is at hand. So there is a confidence that comes when we are praying that we know that he is right there. There is also an awareness that we should have that says this, because I know he's watching. I know he's listening. I know he's right here. So I'm going to behave myself because I want to represent him well. There are people who many times their behavior when they're under supervision is much better than their behavior is when they're not under supervision. And so they'll show up one, or they will do one thing if the police officer is watching. They'll do something different if the police officer's not. They will do something if their supervisor is watching. They behave differently if their supervisor isn't watching. I can tell you from a fact, your supervisor knows what you're doing, whether they are physically there or whether they're not. I would encourage you that the reason that we live our life the way that we do is because we know that the Lord is with us. He's listening. He's watching. It's not that he is watching to catch us messing up. He is watching us so that he can develop in us the mind of Christ, the heart that God has for the lost, so that just as he is seeking to save the lost, that we will be going into all the world and making disciples of all men. We are continuing the ministry. Prayer prepares us. Prayer causes us to know that God is watching. So I think I told this story before about a father who had a son who tragically became blind. He finally, the son had wallowed and was bitter and angry. And the father said, this is what you're going to do today. And unbeknownst to the son, the father never left, and he grumbled and complained, and he did it throughout the day, only to find out that the dad was right there with him. Today, no matter what you're going through, God is there. Let's live the gospel in the spirit of gentleness because we spent time with our Heavenly Father. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.